Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 21st. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were July corn up 3.5 cents, July wheat up 2.75 cents, and July beans up 18.5 cents. The meal was up $5, and the oil was up 25 ticks. Currently, we've got the dollar up another 9 ticks here. Crude oil up 27 a barrel. Dow Jones looks to open up about 200 points higher here today. The big news is that apparently there's been some strong movement in the Chinese trade war talks. The Chinese have apparently agreed to buy more U.S. agricultural products and energy products. They took the tariffs off the sorghum last week, which was friendly. Market didn't really respond all that well to it. Then the news changes every other day. Now, apparently there's been movement, but there's been no real announcement by the Chinese that anything's actually been done, and that may be because a lot of the issues are still out on the table, intellectual property rights, electronics, all kinds of things. So I don't know that it's quite a done deal yet, but the market is deeming it positive here to start the day. Again, the back and forth with these political discussions keeps moving these markets around. Today we have the upside. We'll see if we stick here. Weather across the Midwest, pretty wet. We've had about an inch or two of rain here in Chicago, at least overnight. I think we'll see pretty good progress in the crop numbers tonight. I think, you know, a lot of the corn's been planted. We still should see some slow pace in the Dakotas, Minnesota perhaps. But I think the rest of the country is in pretty good shape out here. There is a question about what the final acres are going to be out here. Some people believe corn's going to be a million higher. Some people believe it could be a million lower. I think it's going to be on the higher end when it's all said and done. I think the original number was too low. And I think when we see the real numbers, we're going to probably be stronger, higher in acres when it's all said and done on both corn and beans. But in the meantime, the market's going to focus on the Chinese news. I don't see anything particularly friendly in the weather. Relatively moderate temps as we head into June. 75 to 80 degrees here. Some scattered rains. Everything looks pretty good. So I just don't see that there's any major problems here. The question is, the funds are still long. Right now we've got them long 100,000 beans, 185 corn, short 25 meal, long 100. Excuse me, short 25 oil, long 120,000 contracts of meal. So, you know, do the funds want to add more to their beans and corn? That'll be the question out here, I think. There's still talk about the problems in Argentina. So, you know, it's a mixed bag out here. This thing is really going to be determined by what the funds want to do, in my opinion. That's really about it. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. I think they'll be a little bit higher than they've been in the past couple of weeks with some of these issues resolved out here, but we'll see. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.